This is Brother Metter, and I come to you today. My soul is stirred, my spirit is just churning because the word of the Lord came to me on the 22nd of March. I ministered on our YouTube page, and at the end of that, a spirit of prophecy fell on me for 2 or 3 minutes. And beginning in that prophecy, the Lord told us from that day to go into 30 days of intense prayer and seek His face and intently pray. And I know a lot of people right now with the coronavirus, all the trouble that's on the earth, I know a lot of people that are turning back to prayer. But it's not just turning back to prayer, and this is where I feel a lot of people are missing the focus of what God's wanting to do. So I'm going to read some scripture to you, and I'm going to expound here for just a few minutes because I feel like we're missing God's whole purpose for this. And so I'm going to Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, and I'm going to begin reading at the first verse. And he said, "Again, the word of the Lord come unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of my people and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for a watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, and he took not warning. His blood shall be upon him, but he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. Verse 7, so thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way. That wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul." I don't remember when it was, but it was sometime in the 80s that the Lord spoke to me and said, "I have made thee a watchman to spiritual Israel. When I speak my word, when the word of the Lord comes to me, and God said, when I speak the word, my word to you, and it's the word of the Lord." You know, God gives me many good messages. God inspires many scriptures. He's opened many revelations unto me, and I thank God for being merciful to me and talking to me like he does. I didn't choose me. I didn't ask God to put this word in my spirit. God chose me, and he's put this word in my spirit, and I do my best to tell people what God's telling me. But there's a difference between just an inspired word of God and the word of the Lord. When the word of the Lord comes to me, it's God's mind and his will for his people at that time. And God's given us direction. He's given us wisdom. He's given us warning. He's given us a chance to prepare ourselves for what is fixing to come on the face of the earth. So there's a difference in the word of the Lord than there is just an inspired message. And I'm going to tell you, as the word of the Lord come to me and I begin to put it out there, I had people, "Well, Brother Miller, that's a good message. That's good preaching." If you ain't got any more spiritual discernment and understanding that you can't discern the word of the Lord from just an inspired message, you need to go find yourself an altar. And you need to get saved, and you need to get God to give you direction and wisdom and understanding on how his spirit works. But the Lord told me that he had ordained me a watchman, and somewhere, I don't remember where it was, after that, I was in prayer. I don't remember how long it was, but I was in prayers about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. I was down on my knees. I think I was in my mother-in-law's house, and I was kneeling before a chair. And, you know, they used to have these old picture frames. They were oval shaped. Some of you will know what I'm talking about. And I was in prayer and I felt the presence of the Lord, and I looked up, and when I did, there was one of those old oval looking frames, but it was on fire. It was burning flame of fire. It's about 4 or 5 foot tall, probably a couple of foot wide, and inside that frame was Jesus. And he had on the garments of vengeance. He had on that helmet. He had on that breastplate. He had that sword in his hand, and from his waist, that sword was leaning down, pointed down toward me. And I'm going to tell you something. There wasn't no look of love in his eyes. It was vengeance. It meant business. It was serious. It was a hard look, and the Lord was mad, and he was now going to bring forth vengeance on sin. And it scared me. Man, the Spirit of God run over me. A cold chill run down through my soul. And the Lord looked down at me. He said, when I speak my word to you, he said, you deliver my word the way I give it to you. He said, when I anoint you, you are not a husband. You are not a son. You are not a father. You are not an uncle. You are not a cousin. You are not a brother. He said, you are my servant anointed by my Spirit. And I command you and I expect you to speak the word as I put it in your spirit. And right there on my knees, I vowed to the Lord that when he brought his word to me, I would speak his word. And I would not back off from his word. I would not try to soften his word because of my wife, my children, my mother, my daddy, my brothers, my sisters, my nieces, my nephews. But I would speak God's word as he gave it to me. So I stand before you today as a watchman to spiritual Israel. And I command that he that hath ear to hear what the Spirit is speaking to the church, God. Almighty himself is in control of this virus. I don't care what preachers are telling you. I don't care how many of them's telling you it's the devil. God ain't got nothing to do with it. They speak not the truth. They speak by a spirit of divination. They speak by a false spirit. Because God told me, I brought this forth. I put it in the earth. And I have brought man to a standstill to get my people's attention and to bring the body of Christ together all over the world. That's what God said. He said, I'm bringing my body together all over the world. He said, this is not wrath. This is not judgment. He said, this is chastening. He said, my people are too far off track from what I'm wanting to do in the earth at this time. And he said, I'm bringing my people back in line with my word and the working of my spirit. You know, David in Psalms 119, I can't give you the exact verse, but he said, before I went astray, or before I was afflicted, I went astray. Before I was afflicted, let me get that right. Before I was afflicted, I might be able to find it. I don't know if I can or not. He said, but before I was afflicted, I went astray. So what David said, before God put his chastening on me, before God sat down on me, before God got my attention, here it is in Psalms 119, 67. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. So David knew he got off track. But when he got off track, God afflicted him and brought him back in line. That's the chastening of the Lord. And that's what the Lord told me. This was chastisement. Chastisement can mean instruction. It can mean correction. But it's not like wrath or judgment unless we ignore the chastening. Now, if we ignore the chastening and the reason God stirred my soul, I feel a lot of people are ignoring what God is speaking. Oh, God may be stirring you to pray, and you may be getting the spirit of prayer back, and you may be praying more than you prayed. And a lot of people, they're praying more than they prayed in weeks and months and years. They're coming back to a desire to pray and seek God. But what's the focus of your prayer is what this is all about. It's not just you praying. It's just not the body coming together and praying. It's just not people getting a spirit of prayer. It is praying and obeying and moving according to the will of God. And God told me that we should be coming together and praying in the unity of the Spirit, asking God to bring back the unity of the faith, to bring back the faith that was once delivered to the saints, according to Jude 1 and 3, and get back into a mind of walking in pure doctrine, get this division out of us. There's too much division. There's too many doctrines and denominations that has got God's people divided. And the Lord said, I've stood the world still to bring my people together all over the world. Where have you ever seen God stand the world still to get his people's attention? It's time, children of God, to come together. I don't care what you believe. I don't care if you disagree with me. I don't care if you don't believe me. I don't care if you care whether I'm called of God or not. That don't matter. I'm telling you, I have been declared a watchman to spiritual Israel, and the word of the Lord has come to me, and it has told me to get God's people back to prayer, and the focus of their prayer should be the restoring of the faith that was once delivered to the saints, that faith that came on the day of Pentecost, that word that came, that moving of the Spirit that came, that church that was raised up in faith and power has got to be restored. The government and the leadership has got to be restored. Them five ministries of apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers has got to be restored, because they were put in the church for the perfecting of the saints. The perfecting is the maturity. Without these ministries, according to Ephesians 4, 11, 12, and 13, the church can't grow. It cannot grow. And I'm not going to get into all this, because that's not what this video is about. This video is to get you focusing back on this faith to be restored. Cry out in prayer. God, restore the faith. God, bring in pure doctrine. God, get rid of these divisions. According to 1 Corinthians, the first chapter and the 10th verse, brethren, there should be no division among you. You should have the same judgment, the same mind, and speak the same thing. We can't keep going on with all these divisions. We can't keep going on arguing and fighting and fussing, because there ain't but one Lord, there ain't but one faith, there ain't but one baptism. There's one God who's the Father of us all, who is in us all, through all. He works through us all. He's in us all. He loves us all. And his Spirit is in here. And if his Spirit is in here, we'll have his mind and we'll speak the same thing. You can't have the Spirit of God in you and me have the Spirit of God in me and us be speaking two different things. Somebody is wrong. And I'm going to stick with this word right here, because the Spirit and the Word agree. So I'm going to do what God's called me to do. But my main focus right now and for this video is to get you to turn back to God in prayer and focus on the restitution of all things according to Acts 3:19 through 21. Get you to seek God, because we are entering into times of refreshing that have come from the presence of the Lord. God is drawing us back in. We're starting to experience outpourings of the former rain. The former rain was the day of Pentecost. The rains have been since that dispensation of the day of Pentecost died out. We've seen Azusa Street come in. We've seen the healing revivals come in under the rain. But now it's time for the latter rain of the Holy Ghost. Nobody can tell you what it is, because it's never been poured out. But it's time for the latter rains of the Holy Ghost to be poured out, because we've got to have a restoration of the faith. We've got to have a restoration of a church of power and authority, and the government that was set in the day of Pentecost to guide and lead the church and take it in the fullness of God. It's got to be set back in place, and the only thing that's going to bring this is a unity of the Spirit to fight for the unity of the faith, which God said, I've stood the world still and I've brought my body together to come together to seek me for the restitution of all things. I'm not praying for the coronavirus to end. I'm not praying for people to be healed. That's not the focus of my prayer. The focus of my prayer is what God said. And if we'll listen to what the Lord said and begin to cry out for the faith to be restored, for the prayers of repentance to come out of the hearts of God's people, then what God said in 2 Chronicles 7:14 will begin to happen. He said, if my people, well, who are God's people? Who are God's people? He said, if my people, which are called by my name, that's if the people that are called by the name of Jesus, that have committed their souls to him, and you have become a member of that family, that holy family, because the Bible said it's his name, Jesus, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. So if you are one of his people that are called by his name, Jesus, then he said, you're going to humble yourself. And what we don't want to do, we don't want to realize we've missed it. We don't want to acknowledge we've got off in pride. We've got off in religion. We've got off in the doctrines of men. And now all the church is doing is going through a form. Every time you come together, you start the same way, you end the same way. You sing the same songs, the same person preaches or ministers or prophesies. It's sickening. It's sickening. It's putrid. It's stomach turning. And we're calling it God. We're calling it the working of the Holy Ghost. And yet we're not letting God work because we go in, we got our minds made up. We're going to preach. We're going to sing. We're going to shout. And all we go in and do is start singing and try to work the people up. You don't have to work up the Spirit of God. You don't have to work up the anointing. All you got to do is get in prayer. Let the Spirit of God have its way. Let it speak. Let it move. Let it dictate. Let it ordain. Because the manifestation of the Holy Ghost doesn't move the same way every time, because the needs of the people aren't the same every time. The Spirit of God manifests and moves according to the needs of the people and according to what God wants to speak and what he wants to do. So it's time to let God change us and order our steps. And I will tell you this, when we come out of this, those of you that are truly hungry for God and truly seek God, there's going to be a change in your relationship with God. There's going to be a change in the way churches worship. There's going to be a change in what ministers preach, because I'm going to tell you, a lot of ministers are going off the field. A lot of churches will close their doors during this crisis if they don't come to grips with this situation and begin to seek God intently for his will to be done. And you go to our website, worldrevivals.org. You go to 322. Just a couple of Sundays ago, you listened to the word of the Lord. Then at the end of that word of the Lord, the spirit of prophecy fell on me. And the Lord said in that prophecy, he said, 30 days from right now. He said, you pray intently. He said, start with right now. So we started that day and got into 30 days of prayer, of intently seeking God for the faith that was once delivered to the saints to be restored. I'm not praying for this coronavirus to stop. I don't have any control over it, and you don't either. If you want to get people together and pray, get them together and pray for the faith to be restored. Get them together to pray to repent, like the Lord said, humble ourselves. He said, if my people which are called by my name will humble ourselves. We got to admit, we're off the mark. We got to admit this is chastening of the Lord to bring us back in line. We've got to admit in prayer that we've missed the mark and we've let down the barrier. We've let down the standard and things ain't right. Churches are full of sin. They're full of perversion, evil, homosexuality. They're full of every kind of perversion and evil that there are. I call it sin. God calls it sin. You say what you want to, do what you want to. It's not right. The church of power and faith and deliverance that came forth on the day of Pentecost probably stayed 100, 150 years. It's not there anymore. We've got to have that restored, and that should be the focus of our prayer right now. The focus of our prayer should be cry out for the restitution of all things according to Acts 3, 19 through 21. According to 1 Corinthians, 1 chapter 10th verse, no divisions among you. Same mind, same judgment, speak the same thing. Children of God, this is the focus, and I felt this urgency in my spirit to get this word out to you. I felt this urgency in my spirit to speak this word to you, and I pray this word is a blessing to you. I pray it stirs your soul. I pray it stirs your heart, and I pray it helps you get down to business with God, because whether you realize it or not, your spiritual deliverance, your spiritual survival, and maybe even the survival of our nation, our churches, and the world depends on our obedience. God told me it's up to us how long this thing lasts. It's up to us and our obedience how long this thing lasts. And if we're disobedient, you may not think so, but God can tighten this thing down. He'd make it get a lot worse. I do not want to see God take this from chastening into wrath. I don't want to see that. Because if the Lord roars out of his place, you go read Isaiah 26, I believe it is, where he said, come, my children, enter into that secret chamber. Hide thyself. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Not sure if it's Isaiah 26 or Isaiah 29. Let me see if I can find it real quick. No, it's Isaiah 26 and 20. Come, my people, enter thy into thy chambers. Shut thy door about thee and hide thyself, as it were, for a moment until the indignation be overpassed. So if we'll come hide ourselves in the Lord, if we'll take this time and stand still, I mean, God's made it to where you don't have things to hinder you if you don't let things hinder you. I mean, he stood us still. He's took every reason that we give him for not praying, not attending church. Well, now there's no work. There's no church to attend. There's no sporting events. There's really nothing to get your attention because people ain't supposed to be coming together more than 5 or 10 people. So this is what he said do. But then he went on and said in verse 21, for behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. This is what's going to happen if we don't let God get our attention. The Lord told me this wasn't wrath, this wasn't judgment. This was chastening, but we still need to come aside and seek his face. As a body, as a whole, we need to be praying the same thing. We need to have the same mind, same judgment, same thing, be speaking the same word of the Lord. So, I as a watchman, I have delivered my soul. You as a person that's hearing, it's up to you whether you can hear or not. I know all some people are getting out of this, just go to prayer. That's not my problem. I can't help you with that. If you can't hear the word of the Lord, if you can't hear God's voice speaking and saying, come together in unity, come together in one mind, one heart, come together for one accord. If all you can hear is we need to pray and I'm gathering my people together to pray, if that's all you can hear, then that's between you and the Lord. But I'm telling you, I'm explaining in detail what the word of the Lord is. I'm explaining to you what God said. And I haven't had God stir me like this about this watchman in many, many, many years. But I know when the word of the Lord speaks to me, and the word of the Lord came to me on March 22nd, 2020, and this is what I'm delivering to you. So you take it for what it's worth. But those of you that appreciate this word, you appreciate this ministry, I'm asking you to support us. Right down the bottom right-hand corner of your screen is a QR code. You can scan that on your phone, and it'll take you to an app that you can donate to help this ministry go. We're getting ready to go to Africa. We're launching out for God to do great things in Africa. We're going to be in Kenya and Uganda. We got 4 open-air crusades that we're planning in 4 different cities. We're not just going in churches. We'll be ministering in the churches, but these are going to be open-air crusades where we can reach sinners. We can reach people sick, diseased, bound. So it's going to take a lot of finance, and the Lord told me while I was over there to prepare to build a church. So I'm asking you to help us. If you believe this word of the Lord's real, then you go right down there, that QR code, and scan it. If you can't do that, look right across the ribbon on the bottom. There's our warrevivals@yahoo.com. You can go there. There should be a way to donate with PayPal or something else. Or you can write us right there, War Revivals Incorporated, P.O. Box 1618, Conyers, Georgia. The zip is 30012. Make your donations to World Revivals. We are a recognized charity, a 501c3, for those of you who know what I'm talking about. So all donations made to World Revivals are tax deductible. And don't forget about our podcast, available on iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. Whichever one of those you have on your phone, you go to it and you look for, I believe it's World Revivals Incorporated, maybe Man Sent from God. There you go. Search for Man Sent from God on iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify. It's on the ribbon right below where I'm preaching. Look for Man Sent from God, John Metter. We have a podcast several mornings a week. This word will be on there. And we're putting up videos on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Facebook and YouTube. Just short 6-7 minute videos to help you in your daily dedication. We need your help to get this word out, to stir people. But more than anything else right now, we need to hear the word of the Lord and hear what God's saying to us. He that hath ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is speaking to the church.